Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
Oh, I'm still dancing. It's the dance break for Wanted Wednesday. I like the way the growl, Wanted Wednesday. Of course, it is Wanted Wednesday, which means we've got Trent Ferris from the Sheriff's Office here in the studio. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, 72 degrees. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. That is right. Trent Ferris joins us for Wanted Wednesday. And
I was dancing, too.
You were?
Well, I know. I think
Patty came up with a whole...
I'm not a very good dancer.
Dance routine.
Oh, trust me. I'll work with you.
Oh,
we'll
good.
Accentuate your strengths. We'll just, you know, put you in the background with a little snap when Lucas and I have the big dance break.
Yeah,
you got
like
it.
In the band. I just want to do the shaker.
Everybody's
the
got a
shaker.
Place. Right.
The little right shaker.
All you need to know is the 8 count, right? Isn't
I'll
that right?
Just stop.
An 8 count. So can you come back tomorrow for rehearsals?
Yes, I can.
All right. Perfect.
Perfect.
I'm always welcome. I'm always glad to come.
Oh, I know. You're great. And you bring great news regarding Wanted Wednesday. And we start with really good news with the arrest of an individual that has been wanted for 6 armed robberies.
Ooh. 6 armed robberies, we believe. I think Rocky O.P.D. is trying to see if he's involved in the 6th one at an Arby's on Cherry Road. We were very fortunate, and great work by the detectives of the York County Sheriff's Office to identify this person, Travis Lamont Gaithers. He's 50 years old. He's from Rock Hill. He was arrested at an apartment complex in Lake Wylie. And because he was in Lake Wylie, he had been targeting a bunch of fast food restaurants up in that area. I mean, Wendy's.
You get hungry
Bojangles,
on the lake?
I guess. I don't know. But he was hitting them all. And in one case, on the first case, on June 28th, he robbed that Bojangles by throwing a brick through the window to get in. I guess it was after hours. Got in and then robbed the place and made everybody get into the cooler.
Ooh.
Before he left.
And took their cell phones, right? The
employee's cell phones. Yeah. And in other cases, he didn't do that. But that case, he took the cell phones and made them get into the refrigerator.
No more TV watching for you.
Yeah. So
in total, the investigation shows that Gaithers sold more than $6,300 from these restaurants.
Yep, sure did. I mean, $1,000 here, $2,000 there.
Yeah, it adds up.
It adds up. And thankfully, we finally got him off the streets before he, you know, armed robbery can lead to somebody eventually may have, you know, tried to stand up to him. And then,
right.
Because it was either he had a handgun or a knife in some cases. And either way, he was a dangerous individual. And great work by the detectives at the York County Sheriff's Office to finally identify that. And if you keep up with the news, you may recognize his name because back in 2017, he had been arrested for similar incidents in the area. So don't know why he was out on the streets, but 3 years in jail just didn't learn him. I guess he didn't learn his lesson in jail. So
he missed it. He wanted to go back.
I suppose so.
Said no one.
Well, he's facing some serious charges this time.
Yeah, no kidding, man. All right, we've got a wanted person that need to pay attention to.
Two people. Yeah. Christopher Moffitt and Jackie. Most people know her as Jackie. The York County Sheriff's Office knows her as Jackie, but she is Jacqueline Page, are wanted for petty larceny that's enhanced. That's a criminal conspiracy and larceny of breaking into a motor vehicle. They stole a 2002 Nissan Xterra and the victim's purse from Lakewood Drive in Rock Hill on July 19th. Jackie Page is no stranger to the York County Sheriff's Office. Mm. And if you can help us locate both or either of them, we would appreciate it. Mm. She's one of those what we call frequent flyers.
Multiple mugshots of her.
Yeah, you could probably go Google her. I mean, so somebody knows where she's at. Sure. So if you know where she's at, she's a white female. She has a tattoo on her neck.
Okay.
Keeps her hair up in a bun most of the time.
She needs a new picture.
Yeah, so if you get, we're going to put her picture all over Facebook today. So go find her and call us at Crime Stoppers.
Well,
email us at Crime Stoppers.
All right, and we have a 4th of July heist. This sounds like a movie.
That's right. While everyone else was celebrating our country's birthday and shooting off fireworks on July 4th, between 9:21 p.m. and 10:42 p.m., three men broke into the Rock Hill self-storage off McConnell's Highway in Rock Hill. The camera not only only captured the picture of the white male driver, but we also you could see that there are other two other white male suspects in that vehicle, and it's believed that the suspect vehicle was a black Chevrolet Trailblazer with a black open-style trailer, and based on the surveillance video, it appears that the driver used a gate access code, but they went in there, used the code, got in, stole some stuff, and then... and left.
Looking at the time that this happened on the 4th of July.
That's when everybody's shooting off fireworks.
I was going to say, do you guys expect that they took advantage of that? That people weren't expecting those kind of sounds? Or they were distracted by one group of sounds and they were able to
do the other. It makes sense.
We saw that potentially happening all over the nation.
Yeah.
So anybody that was sort of paying attention to that would maybe look a little closer to home. What opportunities would that
And
open
traffic
up?
Was lighter, too. There wasn't a lot of people around because... all the other fireworks displays, except for TKK, were canceled. So they took advantage of the time and effort.
Mm. You know, the opportunity. That's why you can't leave things unlocked or money in sight or anything else that of value that someone may walk by your car and happen to see.
Please lock your car doors at night. We forgot to do a 9 p.m. routine last night, so I'm going to tell you it. 8 p.m. routine this morning, or 8 a.m. routine. Make sure you lock your car doors tonight at 9 o'clock. Because especially, do not leave firearms in your car. Somebody even messaged us on Facebook and said, oh, whoa, we can't have firearms in our car. It's like a responsible firearm owner should be able to take that weapon out of his car, put it in his, you know, his home, lock it up, and then the next morning, if he wants to have it in his car, put it in, you know, take it with you.
Yes.
But don't leave it in your car. And I said, well, we can leave it in the glove box. That is the first place I would look if I'm looking for firearms in a car. You know, glove box, in the center console, under the seat.
Yeah.
You know, surprise, surprise, some criminals are not that dumb. They know where to look for stuff when they're looking for stuff and breaking into your car. So please lock your car, take your valuables inside, and especially your guns and your firearms, your knives. Your car is not a gun safe. Hashtag, your car is not a gun safe.
Nope.
And please be careful. I know it's hot out there, and I know the sheriff's office, if you guys put some information out there on social media, as well as the emergency management office here in New York County about how hot it is, and
it
don't
is
leave
hot.
Things,
children
in the car, children and pets in the car as well.
Yeah, just children keep that in and mind. Pets. Don't leave your. Yeah. It is hot out there, folks. Yeah. And then, even if you're going to be in the store for maybe a minute, if you say, oh, I'm going to go in for a minute, just stay right here.
Never happens.
A minute in a minute time frame.
Accidentally lock yourself out of a car, too. I've seen that happen.
True. Yeah.
And turn into what should have been a very short errand, run in, run out, only to find that the car is locked and your baby is inside.
I read a statistic that if it was just 80 degrees out, just 80, not 90 like it's going to be today, or 90 plus, at 80 degrees, in 5 minutes, your car can reach over 100 degrees inside. In just 5 minutes. So if you're going to run into the store for 5 minutes to grab a drink and leave your kid in the car or your pet, I mean, it could be deadly quick.
Are those that are opportunist stealing, what about now that we're all required, for the most part, to wear a mask?
It's
are
difficult.
You seeing that
we've had more? We've had a few of the shoplifting cases in which people are wearing masks. So it is more difficult for us to get a good picture of your face. But there are other things we can look for. You know, that person has a certain height and weight and your skin color and your hairstyle and whatnot and the type of clothes you're wearing. So that's
Type of mask you're wearing.
Or the type of mask you're wearing.
There could be a clue there.
Yeah, true. I mean, most folks have the medical masks, the blue medical masks. But hopefully something will give us a clue, and if you can recognize whomever's doing this with masks on, there are other things you can look for. I mean, a great straight-on face shot is what we always hope for, but, you know, hopefully people are looking for other things, other clues to identify people.
All right, the number and information again, if we can help to lead, if we have information that can help lead to arrest, how do we get in touch with Crime Stoppers?
The best way to do it right now, is it's easy. You don't even have to make a phone call now. Go to crimestoppersofyorkcounty.com. Make sure you put the of in there. It's York, crimestoppersofyorkcounty.com. At the top of that page, you'll see submit a tip. It's like a little arrow icon. Click on that, and it'll take you to another link, and it's a form you fill out. It's called P3 Tips. And if you fill that form out, you don't even have to talk to anybody. You don't even have to, you know, nobody even has to hear your voice. You just fill it out online, and it's still completely anonymous. that goes to a system in Colombia, and that the people in Colombia send it back to us and say, here's your tip.
That's it.
I know some people may not want to call. I mean, you can still call 1-877-409-4321, but we're trying to make it more anonymous.
Sure.
By doing this online.
Man. All right. And Trent, before we leave, you have one other message you want to give out there?
Today is July 22nd.
2020.
2020. And today is my lovely wife's birthday.
All right.
That's your sweet talking voice.
She's probably at home right now, not listening, but I'm going to tell her to go listen online, WRHI.com. And
say, there you go.
Hey, I gave you a shout on the radio.
Happy birthday, Gina.
She's
happy
a beautiful birthday. 41 years old today.
She's an amazing lady.
Oh, she's going to love that you shared that, too.
Oh, well, I mean, last year was her 40th birthday, and we were at Disney World.
So you're like, it was public knowledge.
That's right, yeah. She put it on her Facebook page. I'm 40 at Disney World.
Okay, well, then we're good to go then.
But happy birthday to her.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Thanks for letting me do that.
A great family. All right, Trent, thank you so much, sir.